Hello, and welcome to the Live and Teach Guitar Podcast, episode 22. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow the guitar teaching business. In this episode, I'm going to talk about creating your own courses and why I recommend it to most guitar teachers. I'll explain how you can use your own online courses to promote yourself as a guitar teacher, and of course, how they can be used to earn an extra income. Then I'll cover the main options you have to publish your own course. I'll explain the difference between a platform like Udemy and publishing your own course. By the end of this episode, you will have a clear idea on whether you should create your own online courses and how to get started. So let's start by looking at why you might want to create your own online course in the first place. There are two main reasons. First, students want online courses. So many guitarists out there are self-taught in the sense that they don't see a regular teacher. But most of these self-taught guitarists use other resources such as YouTube videos and online courses and programs. The reason the demand for guitar lessons on YouTube or online courses has exploded in recent years is because it gives a person far greater flexibility than a teacher can offer with in-person lessons. The student can learn whenever they want, wherever they want, and at their own pace. That's something a traditional guitar teacher can't offer students. A student can log onto their online course at 3 a.m. if they wanted, or they can watch some YouTube videos on the train to work. There's such a massive demand for self-guided online courses, and this will likely only increase in the future. The second reason you may want to start an online course is because it's far easier and cheaper than ever before to create a course. There are so many different options available, and it can really be as simple as create your content, drop it into a course system on your website, and you're ready to go. You don't need to learn how to code, and there's actually courses out there that explain the entire process. So when you look at these two reasons together, it becomes clear that creating your own courses is easy to do and is in high demand. So what does that mean for you? Well, that means that you could use online courses to earn an income on the side by selling it to a worldwide audience. You're no longer limited to your local area and can have students across the world taking a course. The other potential use for online courses is to promote yourself as a teacher. You could create a basic course for your target audience and offer it for free for people in your local area. Then you can use the course itself as a marketing tool to build trust and credibility with potential students. You can use the course to promote your lessons and gain more students. I've helped teachers do this, and it can be incredibly effective when planned out properly. So the point to remember here is that creating your online courses is easier and cheaper than ever before, and you could potentially earn a decent income from courses. Or you can use courses to promote your in-person or webcam lessons. If you haven't considered creating your own courses yet, hopefully I've given you something to think about. Now let's look at what options you have to create and sell your courses. There are two main options. First, you could use a third-party platform to host your course for you. This means you create the course and you upload the content to a website that will run the course using their software. An example of this is Udemy. You create your course, then upload it to Udemy, and students log onto the Udemy website to buy or take your course. The other main option is to host your course yourself. So instead of having the course on somebody else's website, you would have it on your own website. To do this, you simply add some software to your website that allows you to host your own courses, and you create and upload the course to your website. Then students log onto your website and buy or take your course. I've briefly talked about these options before, and it's discussed in our guides on the Live and Teach Guitar website, but I want to share with you my personal thoughts on which option is actually better for you. In the past, I recommended Udemy because it gave teachers a really quick and easy way to get their courses out there and earn an income. Udemy handles all the management of the course and you simply create the content. I don't actually recommend Udemy anymore based on what has happened over the last couple of years. In 2013, Udemy all of a sudden changed their revenue approach. It's actually free to create courses on Udemy, but the real cost is that when somebody buys your course, Udemy takes a percentage. It used to be that if a new student bought your course while already on Udemy or through one of their marketing campaigns, you would take 70% of the course price and Udemy would take 30%. So if you had a $100 course, you would get $70. If on the other hand, you bring in a new student to Udemy through your own efforts, you would keep 85% and Udemy would take 15%. Pretty fair, right? Then they changed their pricing so that if a person who bought your course was already on Udemy, you would only get 50% instead of 70%. If that person happened to find your course based on paid marketing by Udemy, such as through a Facebook ad, well, then you'd only get 25% instead of 50. Lastly, if you brought in a new student to Udemy using your own coupon codes, you would get 100% minus a 3% fee. So in effect, you get 97%. Confused yet? It should sound confusing because that's a lot of different scenarios, so it's really hard to know if a new student buys your course how much you're going to actually get. Let's say you promote your Udemy course and offer a coupon to encourage people to buy it. Somebody buys the course using your coupon, but it turns out that they already had taken a different Udemy course in the past. So how much will you earn? You would think that you should earn 97%, right? Because you used your coupon. Well, actually, because the student was already on Udemy's system, even if the last time they took a course was well over a year ago, you only get 50%. So for a situation like that, you've basically given up 47% of your revenue for no reason at all, just because someone used Udemy in the past. Of course, if the coupon you used to encourage the student to sign up in the first place included a discount, well, that means you even get less back. You might end up getting 25% or 30%. This is my first problem with Udemy. The pricing is set up against you. You might work really hard to promote your course, and you instantly lose 50% of your revenue if the person just happens to be already on Udemy's system. It's not hard to find examples of people who are selling $100 courses on Udemy and on occasion earning less than $10 from one sale. The second and bigger problem I have with Udemy and any other third-party platform is that you're giving up control of your course. When Udemy changed their pricing model, a lot of teachers found out quickly what this means to give up control. The income for a lot of teachers dropped dramatically just because of this pricing change. What happens if Udemy changes things again this year or next year? There'll be nothing you could do about it. This is the main theme I try and teach people. You need to stay in control of your guitar teaching business. Control your teaching business and control everything you create. That's why I generally don't recommend franchises, third-party platforms, or even being hired as a guitar teacher by a music school. By doing so, you're giving up control and end up as a cog in somebody else's system. By creating a course on Udemy, you're giving up your control on your course and you have zero say if they change their pricing or policies. The third problem I have with Udemy is that any students who take your course aren't actually your students. They're Udemy students. By this I mean you don't gain access to their contact details and you can't contact those students in the future to promote yourself or your lessons. That's because they're now Udemy students. Udemy can and does contact your students to promote other courses. If they see somebody has taken your course, they will email that person about other guitar courses by other guitar teachers. So in effect, your course is promoting other guitar teachers' courses. So after you've put in all the hard work to convince somebody to buy your course, now Udemy has permission to market to that student any way they like and you have no permission. This is something not many people are talking about, but it's such a big problem because it's hidden behind the scenes. The last issue I'll quickly mention is that Udemy encourages teachers to give out free coupons on any new course you create. They say you should do this to build up a reputation by boosting the number of students taking your course. It encourages other people to sign up. Now that's true, but what they aren't telling you is that Udemy benefits from every free student you bring in, because now Udemy can start marketing towards that person. In effect, you're bringing Udemy new students. Udemy can potentially profit from every free coupon you give out, so that's why they push it so much. If your course isn't going well, they encourage you to give out free coupons to boost the numbers. I don't know what you think about this, but it doesn't really sound like a fair deal to me. In the past, I recommended Udemy, but it should be pretty obvious now that I don't recommend them anymore. I really don't think they got your best interests at heart. If you use them or any other third-party service, you're promoting them and not yourself. You're giving your students to Udemy, and Udemy doesn't give you students in return. You can't even contact your own students who are taking the course without doing so in Udemy's controlled environment. So now I'll just quickly go over the alternative you have. The alternative is to host your own courses. That means you set up the course on your website and you have full control over every aspect of it. It also means that you earn 100% of the revenue from every sale, no matter what. Once somebody buys your course, they become your student. You can promote future courses to them. You can encourage them to become your in-person students. You have control. That's the difference here. Instead of working towards somebody else's business, like Udemy, you're working towards your own business and your own goals. Control is so important, and you can only have full control if you host your own courses. The software out at the moment that allows you to host your own courses can be bought for a once-off fee for less than $100, and you'll never have to share revenue with somebody else. It's a pretty good deal. In fact, we give Live and Teach Guitar members free access to the course software when they set up a website through us. So if you're a member and have created a website through us, you already have free access to all the tools you need right now. I hope I've clearly spelled out the problems that arise when you give up control over your course to a company like Udemy. At first, it probably didn't seem that bad to share some of the revenue with them for hosting the course. But when you dig deeper, it becomes really clear how bad the deal really is. When you compare it to self-hosting, it should be completely clear why you should host it yourself and control your courses. I highly recommend most guitar teachers create their own courses, and it should be blatantly obvious that I only recommend you self-host your course. I've provided links to articles and resources relating to creating a course over at liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-22. If you're a Live and Teach Guitar member and are interested in creating a course, contact me using the form on that page and I'll be more than happy to walk you through the process and start selling your course. Even if I help you, you still earn 100% from your course and keep full control. That's the only way it should be. I hope this episode has given you something to think about. And if you have any questions or feedback, whether you're a member or not, please message me and I'll be happy to answer your questions. Thanks for listening and I'll talk to you next time.